This is Dr. Sam dictating from the Villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first, patient name is Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, middle name May, M-A-E, last name Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R. Date of birth is 2/13/1956. Date of evaluation is 5/26/2023. HPI history, page complaint, psychiatric follow-up, management of schizophrenia, and assess efficacy of current antipsychotic medication. History of present illness. This is a 67 years old female who is well known to her service. I had last seen her on March 31, 2023. Period, I discussed her condition with nursing staff. Period, no significant reports of any changes in mood, behaviors. Period, patient continues to be on Zyprexa 5 mg HS and Cogentin. Period, she has mild dyskinetic movements of upper extremities. Period, her sleep and appetite is fair. Her conversation is often difficult to be understood. And at times she is delusional and out of touch with reality. Next paragraph. Intermakers, social family history, last visit 3/31/2023. Check a review of medical family social history indicates no changes since last visit. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, spectrum form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medications. Check, see medication page. Number one, Zyprexa. Number two, Cogentin. Next paragraph, male sex examination, constitutional, non-grooming, pheromone movements, mild dyskinetic movements of upper extremities and of upper extremities, stature, standing, gait, steady, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, effort, constricted mood, euthymic speech, disfluent, and incoherent at times, thought processes, period of confusion, suicidal, homicidal ideation, denied suicidal ideation, psychotic symptom, no evidence of psychosis or AVH, one of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, orientation to a person only, place, time impaired, attention, concentration impaired, memory recent impaired, under assessment and plan, other schizophrenia, F20.89. Plans continue, Zyprexa as prescribed. Patient has a long-standing history of mental illness. No GDR indicated due to risk of relapse. Number two, vascular dementia without behavioral disturbance, F01.50. Number three, cerebral infarction, 163.9. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes or mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Check that box under orders and procedures 99307 and off dictation.